Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So in South Africa, there's always a revelation and something new. We learn every day. And this is, listen, I'm going to take you guys to school. Listen to this. So according to the Minister of Transport, Minister Barbara Creasy, Uthi, the reason why there is taxi violence, now listen carefully, come closer. The reason why there is taxi violence, it's because taxi owners are in debt. And they are struggling to repay their loans. And that's why they now get violent and seek routes illegally, because the root cause of it is debt. They're in debt. I'm gonna leave it to you.
Yeah, to Quantum, my play. Have you seen the prices of Quantums? It's like a million and above.
It's expensive.
No ways.
I promise you.
I didn't know that.
A Quantum costs a million and above. It's so expensive.
So I'm asking, is this the reason why there's been taxi violence? Because of the indebtedness. B?
I don't see the the correlation between the two. But one thing I know is that the reason why there's a lot of crime also of the double cab is because they steal the engine of double cabs to put into the taxi. Right? But I'm still trying to figure out, man, so how do you how does it now come together with the violence?
Well, I imagine some routes are lucrative.
Yes.
So a popular route has a lot more people. Mm-hmm. You know, you assured a full taxi for that trip. You know, from this trip you have this much money, and then you can furnish that debt in this way.
Okay.
I think.
Let me say something. I've been around the taxi industry all my life. I've seen it. I've seen the wars that they have. I have not. Lord protect me from certain things. But one thing that I've seen in South Africa is the fact that the taxi industry is like the last born of the government.
Yes.
The last born gets to do whatever they want. The last born doesn't get to pay tax. The last born can just block a route in the morning and go, nobody's doing anything because I'm unhappy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I feel that that's, we've left this industry unregulated for way too long.
Yeah.
That we are never going to fix it. And now we are looking at some case studies with its debt. I just think that it's the unregulation that's in the industry that's allowing everybody to run amok.
I believe that, because if you regulate it, you're able to get a way that makes sure that the taxi drivers are compliant in some way. And especially, like, if you can't afford a million rand car, then you can't afford a million rand car. You regulate it that way so that you know that the entry point for you is non-existent, because you can't afford to pay back this amount of money. So it's got nothing to do with them being in debt because they owe so much on their taxis, but because it's so unregulated that they've just done whatever they've wanted. I've got a small story from being a taxi driver for one day. I drove a taxi from Grahamstown to Port Elizabeth. And then I went to go to the rank so that I can get a return trip. So it's long distance. And then they bumped me way, because I was the first one there, and then they bumped me all the way back of the line. And then they said, no, you're going to take another route because these people need to fill up a taxi that's going to Grahamstown first before you. Only because I wasn't known, one. Two, because, you know, there are people that are bigger than others in that taxi rank. And then I had to drive a taxi from Fort Beaufort and then go to Grahamstown. So I went past Grahamstown to Fort Beaufort, then came back to Grahamstown.
You see, it's a problem. Maybe you tell us. Do you think the minister is right? Do you think that maybe kuneblind spot is ngayibona? Shout out to Brati. Maybe kuneblind spot is ngayibona. Maybe people are in debt and therefore they're trying to repay their debt. Or it could be what we are saying. It's just that everybody's running amok. Do send us a voice note 0636880959 or give us a call. It's Sky 959 on the street and on the air.
No, a condom doesn't cost $1 million and above. Condom costs around 600,000 to 700,000. In the corner is the case of a 2025 model and a 2024, 2020 whatsoever. The newer models, not $1 million and above. Those ones that cost $1 million and above are those for shuttles, those beautiful ones. But nah, the ordinary condoms is for yearly edition. Nah, a highest action. Nah, it doesn't cost $1 million and above.
Where's our appeal? Whereas Upil be shy shy and then watch with us see and research some call.
This is the world team. It's T here. I think the minister says the truth because unemployment also contributes my play. Yes, so and the taxes are so many. They are so many.
Yeah, but this violence actually existed way before there were so many taxes. You know? So I don't think that we could attribute it to this now.
Asingakhohliswa, asingatshelwa amanga. Abantu mabakhetha ukukhohlakala by building a business model to a certain degree that doesn't make sense. Abantu nje barana i-industry ngomona. Yini kona lokho? Dot one wona loyo. Bayikhethele ukuba le nto ebayiyo labantu labo. Akekho umuntu obaphoxayo. And one other thing, what I hate about the taxi industry for a fact is the fact that no one can tell ukuthi how much is it worth. Is it $4 billion or is it $40 billion? Akekho umuntu owaziyo because they operate not from good faith. Labantu labo bona bayalayeka shame. Mangabe babulawa isikolwethu ingathi singabaceda abafinya.
Bathung. Like the violence so early in the morning, buddy.
But you wanted to share something, actually.
No, you know, this makes sense now because in Mpumalanga, Gauteng and Limpopo, right, there have been incidences where private motorists have been intimidated by taxi drivers for giving lifts to hijackers. I mean, not hijackers, to hitchhikers, yeah. Right? And I know that you could even get your car impounded by a taxi driver if you're just going to pick up your cousin. Do you know? Let's meet up by the corner there, you know, by opposite what. Ow, jiggy jiggy, yay. Give me
the
keys.
So it is the greed.
I think it is. But debt forces them to go that far. I'm afraid.
Hi. Keep those voice notes coming. I want to hear from you.
Hi, morning to you. Hi, everyone's love. They're not even regulated properly. They don't follow the rules, in my opinion, because buyers allow and they feel like they're also entitled to contribute. Everyone that's working on the road belongs to them. No other form of transport should be used other than theirs. They are the biggest police in the country. All right, Chef, and that's it. I stopped using the taxi, I'm using the bus because the violence has an agency and how they treat their passengers with disrespect and a lot of all the other things they have towards their passengers. Right, as whatever that's happening, they brought it onto themselves. Thank you.
The animosity.
Morning, guys. Please tell me who's not in debt. And then tell me if you are in debt, are you allowed to act like a taxi driver, not respect the laws, and do as you please? Baba Chris does not know what she's talking about. I agree with Mable. The taxi industry was left for far too long without being regulated. And like right now, if you want to try and regulate it now, it's too late.
It is definitely too late. It's too late. That's what I'm saying. But you know what? Unfortunately, we are here. This is what we have to deal with now because there's no other way. There's no other way.
One, I would say, I get a taxi industry. That is why Number two, a taxi industry was not formalized. It was failed when government was failed when he wanted to formalize the taxi industry. The reason is because the taxi industry, that's where people clean their money, if you understand what I mean. It's not because of their in debt, the way that I see it. From my personal point of view, that's what it is.
No, there's a text. I'm going to try and protect this person. Uti, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say anything on radio. Hence the text. I work with taxis in the insurance business. It's true. Because when taxis are stolen, the vehicle when recovered is always only but a shell. We pay your claim and your debt is wiped. The insurance fraud by taxis is bad.
Wow. So wait, okay. let's dumb it down. You're saying they take the taxi, they remove the organs?
The organs.
Of the taxi?
Yeah.
They take the figure?
They take the figure and it's recovered.
Wow, guys, zini.
And then you are paid your claim in full and you can get another taxi.
So how many, it'd be interesting to find out how many times they do that.
If this person says it's rife, that means it happens all the time.
So for in a year, you can do twice a year. You know what? I need another payout. Let me just... Wow.
Let's take some voice notes.
The minister is spot on. Huh? Because at the end of the month, you have to pay a huge amount of money for that taxi. You have to have something left for you and your family. So, yeah. I think what they're trying to do, Mabayenza isn't as legal, debt, and also have more that's left for them. So the minister is spot on.
Joseph, are you sure?
You know, when you started, the first thing I heard or that came into mind was how out of touch the minister is. Yo, hey, was awaiting them sitting no mama. Hey, and they can afford to pay for their taxes. And that is why they are always fighting over roots. You know, one wants just to be richer than the other. Basically, that is what I see. You know, I mean, cinema community that can work badly if they wanted to work together. But hey, yeah. But Legus by a colota, I shame sis. We are so good. Yes, we are so good. Hey, was I waiting them sitting lock? Was on bonus
and
above.
And you know, can I be? I remember when I was growing up, the kids that had fathers who were taxi owners, they were living La Vida Loca. They were living soft.
And everybody knew, no. Their dad owns like, you know, they own like a couple of taxis. Like, so, they've got money.
So let it.
No, I strongly believe that Barbara is just justifying nonsense. Because again, in the end of the day, you decide to buy a car because you want to be mobile. You buy a taxi because you want to earn a source of income. You buy a bus because you also want to do the same. If your boss is not generating you income, you sell it because you can't pay it back. So it's same with the taxi. If you can't afford it, sell it and then get out of the business.
That is true.
I don't think it's debt. I don't think it's debt because I know someone who's in the taxi business. The association literally gets new cars almost every week. It's not a question of debt. It's greed. It's greed. And because, as Upila Sandy said, the ones that are not as known, they are then going to get bullied, kutata amaruz, and so on. It's not, it's about the unregulation and the greed. It's not debt. Those people don't owe anything. They don't owe anybody. They make sure they pay because a majority of them, when they go buy a car, they could easily put down a deposit of 400,000 rand. And I think that's on a diesel one. 400,000. So it's not, it's, guys.
Keep them coming. It is Seize the World.
So most of the taxis that you see on the route, unless the taxi is brand new, they don't owe any bank. The taxi owners have the capability and ability to pay off their taxis in 5 years. What causes these taxi violence and everything is because people are fighting for routes that don't belong to them. Take, for example, when Mall of Africa opened, that route already belonged to a certain taxi association. But another taxi association saw that, no man, there's a mall being built. So it's certain things. It's got nothing to do with debt. Most of the taxi owners actually buy their taxis cash from other people. They buy pre-owned taxis. So the minister, the violence is because and all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't subscribe to the fact that the violence that we see within the taxi industry is caused by debt. That's just hallucination. People just looking for a scapegoat. Because the people that normally conduct this kind of violence is the drivers, is people that literally do the driving. Those guys don't, I don't think those guys are privy to financials of the business or how much this, these guys are just employed as far as I'm concerned. They're just employed to drive the taxi on a daily basis. The people that actually know what's going on in as far as the business is concerned are not on the street. So I beg to differ. I don't think the violence that we see is caused by debt. There's a lot going on. Kuning, there's a lot going on in the taxi industry, brother.
That is true.
Bayazi laula la boban. Taxi industry iyekiwe for is kati esite kakhulu. Baz laula baozi lakhe. They bully abantu endleleni. Bully abo driver bama private cars. Akusukuse KZN kuphela nala. We've seen ama video asethembisa around bayehlisa abantu ey'motweni abantu abaliftanayo bayabehlisa bayabakhipha. So asisikolodo nje ukukhohlakala nje kwala bantu basile futhi isikolodo si-right sibabulale.
Taxi industry, there's no debt in the taxi industry. These people are just greedy. These people are just greedy. Kunabantu esibaziyo thina abashonela ubala uyangithola, because labantu bafuna ukudla umsebenzi wabanye abantu. Hey, labo bantu abanayikoloto nix labantu. Uma wabheka imishado yalabantu laba, hey, uma wabheka imishado yalabantu yingoba imali ihlala emakamereni. So abanayikoloto labantu laba amaplaya. Inkohlakalo nokuba greedy. Dango.
Let's go to the kids.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.